Time for another edition of Silence Broken on LanarkLeads.ca. I'm Bob Perot, and joining me, as she does every week, Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. How are you, Erin?
And well, thank you. I'm still in Toronto.
Oh, well, there you go. And I'm in my kitchen. So everybody's somewhere, right?
Everybody's somewhere.
And for people who don't know, the whole point of this particular podcast is to keep awareness of intimate partner violence and the fight against it in the public eye. So we bring in a different guest every single week, and we speak to them and take a look at this from many different angles, from the viewpoint of many different stakeholders. Erin, please introduce our guest.
I am honored to introduce today's guest. Our guest is Stephanie Gray, a long-standing dynamic member of the Lanark County community and leadership on the issues of intimate partner violence. Today, she's joining us as the coordinator of the Community Safety and Well-being Plan. Welcome, Steph. We're happy to have you.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Maybe you could start by outlining a little bit what your role is and how it relates to IPV support.
Sure. So I work for the County of Lanark and have a number of different portfolios in my role, but one of them is the Community Safety and Wellbeing Plan. And that is a mandated provincial plan. Every municipality in Ontario has to develop a plan and approve it. And our plan for Lanark County and Smiths Falls was updated and approved this spring.
One of the things, Stephanie, is that in the CKW inquest, one of the jury recommendations was very specifically about community safety and well-being plans, and that all of the community safety and well-being plans in Ontario should include intimate partner violence in their plan. What do you have to say about that in terms of our plan and in terms of where we're at?
So when we did our first plan in 2016, it was kind of a no-brainer for us to include intimate partner violence as a pillar in the first community safety and well-being plan. And part of that was because of the statistics that we were seeing in Lanark County and the partnership between Lanark County OPP and Interval House and other community partners, and seeing all of the things that were happening. So it made sense to include it as one of the pillars in the original plan. And then with the update and Lanark County declaring intimate partner violence an epidemic, and all of the different actions that we have been trying to put forward since the first plan was approved in 2019, we've been able to kind of build off of the work that's already been done. And I know that we've been able to kind of mentor some other communities as well in terms of how to make sure that intimate partner violence is recognized in these community safety and well-being plans.
I was just going to ask you, like, how is the cohesiveness, I guess, between the multiple communities that make up Lanark County? And I imagine Smiths Falls may play a role in that as well.
It's good. I mean, I don't think in terms of this pillar and even the plan in general, it's had incredible support from the municipalities, and they all have a desire to learn more about how they can help with implementing all of the components within the plan, which is something that we're going to be working on over the next little while as well. So looking forward to being able to provide some suggestions in terms of strategies that we can try to move forward together as part of our communities.
What kind of strategies would you be talking about? Like, I know a big part of it has been communication, everyone being on the same page, sharing of information.
Yeah, that's one thing. Community resources is always a big question, I guess. Like, we know that there's all kinds of stuff out there, but trying to make sure that everybody's aware of what's available, whether they're using the service or they're a service provider trying to, share that communication. In terms of IPV, we have a couple of goals in the plan that are identified, and one is to make sure that we have continued supports in place for victims and survivors in an effort to reduce intimate partner violence. And then the other one is to have Lanark County become a zero femicide community. So we're working right now with our advisory committee on an implementation plan for the whole plan. And that includes some strategies that were listed in the plan that was approved, and we're trying to build on those to get some stepping stones to move them forward. So that's things like one of the strategies being work that Interval House is doing relating to coaching boys into men and trying to reach men and boys to train change the trajectory of intimate partner violence from an early stage as much as you can. And then another example is to continue to seek funding for the different programs that we have, like the Victim Advocate and victim services and other things, other community partners as well, trying to find some funding to move different programs forward or to sustain them. And we also want to look at or continue to look or build on the work that's been done in terms of exploring how restorative justice options might fit into intimate partner violence as well.
It sounds to
I
me like
think
a
it's
big part of it. Sorry, Aaron, a big part of it is, gender roles and how they are perceived by so many people. Like we look at our lives now versus 50 years ago. And, I happily do laundry and I do the dishes and all that sort of thing. But there are some guys out there who will not do that. And unfortunately, I mean, it's a pretty broad comparison, but that's sort of what we're looking at. Like there are some people who get it. And unfortunately, there are too many who still don't, Aaron.
I think that you're absolutely right. I think that part of working together on a community safety well-being plan, it means that you have your partners for mental health, victim services, the hospital program, VWAP. You have all of the players in our community, children's mental health, seniors issues. And so we can talk about how do we unpack some of these nuances and these stereotypes. How do we, reduce the shame around if I'm participating in doing something that's not supportive or is violent? How do we reduce shame in our community so that people will seek help? Because we know that we want to do as much as we can in terms of prevention work. And I think that the ability that the community safety and well-being plan has is that it brings all the players to the table and we can lean in on each other and talk about how we can support each other in moving recommendations forward, in looking at how we change the landscape, and how we can all benefit from programs like See It, Name It, Change It, coaching boys into men, and really continue to evolve our work in all areas to make our community safer. And I find it really interesting, and I'm not sure, Stephanie, if you have any thoughts, but there are many communities across Ontario that actually don't have IPV in their plan. And I know that you have been mentoring other areas, and I know that there's a bit of a tip sheet in terms of how to create a relationship with your municipality. What do you think is the barrier in communities where they're having such a difficult time having IPV included in their community safety and well-being plan?
I think one thing might just be when people don't know what they don't know, because there are guidelines and it's outlined in the Community Safety and Policing Act what needs to go into community safety and well-being plans and who you need to consult. And the violence against women sector is not specifically listed in the act as someone to consult. So if you have a group of people together who maybe just don't know that they should be consulting, that might be a piece. So when we talk about the tip sheets, one of the big messages is for that sector to make sure that you are known to your municipal councils so that they can inform their community safety and well-being advisory committees as well on what needs to be done. And also, the province says that you need to be looking at the data to see what is needed. If people aren't aware that intimate partner violence is an issue in the community, then they might not know to look for that data from the advisory committee perspective. That's just a couple thoughts that I have.
I think
Yeah, I
they're,
appreciate that.
yeah, I think they're excellent thoughts too, right? And that's like the whole reason behind this podcast is to let people know what is happening, because a big barrier for many people not knowing what services, what plans are in place, what their municipalities are doing for them. You've just shared like the tip of the iceberg. And really, you know, if somebody listens to this and then decides that they want to explore it further and find out more, they now have a way to do that. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen everywhere. And I think communication is an absolutely huge part of it. And Stephanie, you've always been very transparent with what you provide us over the years, you know. And I know Aaron and I have both been grateful for that. Now, Aaron, I know that we are running out of time. As we always do, we're going to end with Aaron's final thoughts.
My final thoughts today are really about gratitude for living in a uniquely situated community where agencies are open to lean in, lend a hand, share responsibility, and be active in solutions. And really, the Community Safety and Wellbeing Plan is just that. It's the opportunity to work together to, help our community and create more avenues to be safer. And that is one of the most important goals, is to keep our community well and safe. And I just spent a few days in Toronto listening to lots of people from across the province, and I do know that lots of people were pointing out things in presentations about how Lanark County leads, and that includes media engagement. Today that was on the agenda, and it includes community safety and well-being plans, and just all the leadership that's come from our area. So thank you to our listeners, and thank you to you both for your ongoing work.
And thank you, Aaron. We will speak with you, of course, next week on another edition of Silence Broken. Stephanie Gray, Lanark County Community Safety and Wellbeing Coordinator. Always a pleasure to speak with you. We'd love to have you back on a future episode.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bob.
You're most welcome. That'll do it for this episode of Silence Broken on LanarkLeadsToday.ca, 88.1 MyFM, 92.3 WOW FM.